Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's a privilege to share God's word with you. Looking back to the past weekend, I must say the Lord God has been gracious to us in many, many ways. We had almost 800 people gathered from all over Europe to hear the word of God, and we were blessed. Even many of the young people gave the Lord their lives, rededicated, and we just praise God for his presence. Then the main thoughts were expressed in the love of God, in the grace of God, and especially emphasized was the grace of God based on Exodus chapter 33, where Moses met the Lord God and spoke face to face with the Lord. And in verse 13, we read, "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know that I have found grace with you." Beloved, grace is not only a word. Grace is something that God bestows upon our lives. Love is not only a word. It's something God pours into our heart. Everything connected to God is also connected to reality. Then, as Moses prayed, we also pray today, "Lord, if we have found grace in your sight, let us know your way, today, your way to completion. Let me know your promises. Let me know what you are doing right now according to your word." Then if you go to Zechariah chapter 4, here we read about the golden candlestick. We read about the two olive trees, and then we come to the main point about the grace of God. In verse 7, "Woo! Art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone of it with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto him," or unto it. Beloved, grace is something special. In John chapter 1, we read, "The law was given by Moses, but the grace and truth came to us by Jesus Christ, our Lord." We do live in the time of grace. Of course, this time began and will also end. Then we read in every letter of the Apostle Paul from Romans chapter 1, every time at the beginning about the grace of God. And also at the end of every letter, Paul emphasizes grace. Beloved brothers and sisters, if we truly have found grace in the sight of God now, at this time, and I believe it is the most important time in all the history of mankind. If we have found grace with God at this time, He must let us know His ways, His promised word. And if you go back to the Old Testament, the pillar of fire was sent to lead the people of Israel in the right way, to show them the way by day and by night, to follow that supernatural light. Beloved, if we speak about the ministry God gave in our time, of which I am a witness, for 10 years I knew Brother Branham. I was in his meetings in Germany, in the United States. I know about the infallible prophetic ministry of our day. And how many times did this man of God say, the same pillar of fire that was with the children of Israel is with us today. But friends, now comes the main point. Was God able to show us His way with His people? Then my question would be this. Why are there so many different interpretations, so many different groups, and such a chaos? Something has gone wrong, We didn't comprehend the purpose of that divine ministry to bring us back to the Word of God, to see the promises for our day. Not only the promise for the time the prophet was here, but the promised Word of God for now, for today, not from 50 years ago, but for today. And friends, it is very important to know this. If we have found grace in the sight of God today, I repeat, not only in the 40s and 50s and 60s of the past century, but the question I have is this. Did we find grace in the sight of God to know God's way with His people now, today, not yesterday, today? Are we up to date in the kingdom of God? Beloved, there are many, many things which need to be said. But let me make this statement. As the return of our Lord is drawing so very, very near, we almost can feel that His coming is very, very near. At this time, God should not permit anyone to interpret the scripture or to interpret Brother Branham's statements. Leave every scripture, leave every statement where and how it is. Don't take it out of context. Don't make your own doctrines from certain statements. Go back to the Word of God. This is actually a tragedy. One brother takes these statements, fighting the other brother who takes other statements. And there's something wrong with the heart, with the intention, and also with the head of many. Why should we be against one another, using or misusing scripture of Brother Branham's statements. This is a definite sign that wrong spirits have entered, and therefore I have to say this in the name of the Lord. Stop with your own ways, with your own doctrines, with your own interpretations. Return to the Word of God. Pray as Moses did. Lord, if I found grace in your sight, let me know your way today. Let me know how you are leading your people to perfection. Beloved, as I mentioned, many things need to be corrected and need to be made right. This is God's time for God's people. And let me say this again, only perfect love will enter there. And the New Testament church, the bride of Christ, must be brought back to the original foundation, to the original teachings, everything at the end of the time of grace must be restored to where it has been at the very beginning. Therefore, we acknowledge the God-ordained ministry sent in our time for the purpose that the bride of Christ would be called out and prepared. God took his prophet, but the message remains with us. And I look back to the 44 years and having been privileged to take the message to about 150 countries. The God of heaven has his way with his people even today. Please pray. Dear Lord, if I found grace in your sight, let me know your way for today. And then, as I also mentioned, the Apostle Paul puts grace at the beginning of all his epistles and also at the end. May the grace of God and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, be with you all. Special greetings from the Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.